Janet Hoff and the AM 1400 WBARJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of a shower early and a low of 62. The former chief of the Tishigan Volunteer Fire Company appeared in Racine County Circuit Court today, accused of stealing from the department. 46-year-old Todd Bloom of the town of Waterford has been charged with theft in a business setting, unauthorized use of an entity's identifying information, and misconduct in public office. He is free on a $5,000 signature bond and is scheduled to return to court September 30th for a preliminary hearing. A motion to dismiss the charges filed by Bloom's attorney was denied by Court Commissioner Alice Rudebush. Bloom is accused of misappropriating more than $20,000 from the fire agency for his own use. He was fired in December. Law enforcement agencies sometimes work with each other on certain responses going to whichever jurisdiction has the emergency. But Racine Alderman Henry Perez recommends the city have something documented beyond what he says is currently a memorandum of understanding.
I don't want to get caught in that nebulous situation where one department says, hey, you know, we asked you to help, but we didn't ask you to do that, you know, that kind of thing. The whole goal is to figure out how to bring less liability or how to cover the liability for the officers that are involved when they're in the physical jurisdiction of another area.
Alderman Perez tells WRJN News he approached the city attorney's office about this and was told it's a good idea. The Racine Public Safety and Licensing Committee has the issue on its agenda this evening. The City of Racine Health Department maintains its Level 3 status after passing a comprehensive review. State health officials at today's Board of Health meeting to present the formal certification.
The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has to formally review the operations of 87 health departments at the county or municipal level every 5 years. Level 3 shows Racine meeting the maximum requirements for a local health department. Administrator Dottie K. Bowersox and her staff were told in a letter from DHS that they had submitted excellent documentation about 14 programs or services which address at least 7 focus areas in the state health plan. That goes toward grant allocations, and that is critical to Racine's operation. The state also acknowledging Racine's actively engaged and supportive Board of Health. I'm Tom Karkel, AM 1400, WRJN News.
The Kenosha City Council, which meets Wednesday evening because of the Labor Day holiday, will take up a resolution calling on the Democratic National Committee to hold a presidential primary debate in Kenosha. It's already been announced that a debate will be held in Wisconsin, but a location has not been determined. The Kenosha County Board passed a similar resolution last week, and County Executive Jim Cruiser and Board Chairman Ed Kubicki sent a letter to PBS, which will air the debate, suggesting Carthage College or UW Parkside would be ideal venues. They are also urging others to send letters of support for holding the debate in Kenosha. The city council meeting will begin at 7 o'clock Wednesday evening in the council chambers. Fire Monday caused an estimated $36,000 damage to a home at 2207 Blake Avenue in Racine. No one was hurt. A passerby called 911 about the house being on fire, and while the first arriving units observed only smoke showing from 2 points along the eaves, they later discovered the back of the home from the ground up was on fire. Getting the outside flames extinguished took a short amount of time, but the interior was a more extensive effort, flames reaching the attic. How it started remains under investigation. It's National Preparedness Month, and Todd Pritchard with Wisconsin Emergency Management says it's a good time to talk with your family about what to do if a disaster strikes.
Putting together a plan is so important to make sure that everyone knows what to do in case of an emergency.
Pritchard says that discussion should include where everyone should meet if your home is not an option, and he says you should also set up an out-of-town contact in case it's hard to reach someone locally. Kenosha's Labor Person of the Year said his award should honor all union members statewide after a tough couple of years. Roger Clark, Plumbers Local 118 business manager, received this year's award at the annual Labor Fest. State Senator Bob Wirch praised Clark for standing alongside other union members in Madison during the turmoil over union rights, while State Representative Peter Barca recognized the contributions Clark and his union have made to organize labor. Clark said the award, however, is not his alone.
We do try to improve the community as much as we can. I thank all the people out there in labor who also step up alongside of me when it comes time to do these projects. And this award should be for everybody in Wisconsin for the attack on all the people that with the governor has been put on organized labor. And I think we should stand proud and tall to be a union member and also to serve our community.
The annual event on the grounds of St. Therese Church on Kenosha's far south side drew several hundred people. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.